Phil DeRuth, the mayor for the District of Kitimat.
What do you think were this year's main accomplishments for Kitimat?
So I'd have to say there's been many accomplishments for Kitimat this year. I guess the main ones, there began construction on the Heisla Bridge replacement. We've continued developing our Minette Bay West Park. We implemented a curbside recycling collection. We've completed major repairs to the pool. We installed a new transfer station at our landfill. We've done upgrades and expansion of Radley Park. We developed an active transportation plan. We've implemented an online campsite reservation system. And we've also done some major trail improvements to Fisherman's Trail, Joe's Trail, and the Hearst Creek Trail. So those are the capital improvements on community activities. Visited the grade one class at St. Anthony's. We did the Fire Chief for a Day program. We helped facilitate the annual Kitimat River cleanup. We've promoted fire smart activities. We've hosted entrepreneurship development event. We've advocated for community needs, of course, at all levels of government with the community and regional stakeholders. We've promoted shopping local, with local Kitimat and a Focus Local passport. We also joined the Partnership for Climate Protection program. We've set emissions reduction targets for the community, and we engaged residents in the Nechako Center concept.
What's the Nechako Center concept?
So Nechako Center, part of that is there's buildings that have been basically vacant for years. They're looking very dilapidated. So we're doing a concept plan of the whole area, not just those buildings, but the whole area. There's a school right there too. So we're contacting the school and others and residents in the area, residents all through the community, to see what would you like to see there, so that we can have a plan in place moving forward for what we'd like to see in that area. It's basically Nechako Center was really Kitimat's very first downtown that back in the day when Kitimat was just being built, and now it's not quite as nice as it should be.
Yeah, excellent. So what would you say were the biggest challenges that you faced in 2021?
Oh, I'm guessing the biggest challenges had to be COVID, right? All of the changes that had to happen because of that. I'm sure everybody would probably agree with that. But I got to say, you know, Kitimat had some of the highest vaccination rates in the province. Our fire chief did an outstanding job working with the Heisla Nation and bringing everybody together right at the beginning. You know, we had Northern Health. We had all of industry, you know, Rio Tinto, LNG Canada. We had all the camps involved. You know, every stakeholder involved. Northern Health was on the calls. We had a doctor representative on the calls. So it was just getting everybody together and working together on it to ensure we were doing the best we could to keep the community safe. So that was probably the biggest challenge by far. I would have to say another challenge we find as the district is with all the major construction projects going on here. You know, it's a challenge sometimes getting bids to get some of our projects done. Basically, everybody's busy. Everybody's very busy. So for our Minette Bay West Park, for instance, we put out an RFP because we'd like to put a wharf in. Well, we didn't even get a bid back for it. And we've seen on some other projects over these years during construction, and it's just one of the challenges. You know, it's something we just have to live with. But other times you'll put out for sidewalks or something and only one bid comes back. So it's, you know, whereas, of course, you're used to the days of, you know, where you're going to get 3, 4, 5, or 6 bids coming back on one project. That is a challenge that we're facing, but it's nothing we can't work
yeah.
with.
Yeah. And looking back on the year, were there any memorable days or defining moments for your office?
Well, September 30th, of course, the National Day of Reconciliation. There was a great event with the Heisla Nation. Did the flags at the fire hall, of course, and there was an event down at River Lodge after that. So, you know, I'd have to say that's probably been one of the real highlights is our relationship with the Heisla Nation and working together on a lot of these events. Mm-hmm. That's been going very well, I would say.
Yeah, excellent. What are you looking forward to for 2022?
2022. So we're going to be starting in January a curbside food waste collection. We'll have a new scale house, an entrance at the landfill. Of course, as always, we're going to continue to work with our industry partners, LNG Canada, Rio Tinto, and, you know, to provide the best resources for our community. And we're going to continue to work on our asset management and, you know, lots of other stuff.
What I just love for kind of a last thought would just be a message that you'd like to give. So obviously it plays on the dial here in Smithers, this station, but we do try to speak to all communities in the north. So what would be a message that you'd like to give from your office to the people of northern BC?
Yes, I would just wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and you know, let's keep doing our parts to defeat COVID, and wish everybody the very best in 2022, and look forward to working with all our neighboring communities.
Excellent. Okay, well, I really appreciate it. I know it's kind of short and sweet, but it's always just kind of nice just to get this sort of last little message out before the new year starts and everybody gets so hectic again. So I really appreciate you giving me the time today.
Hey, anytime. Thank you very much.